Terry.
Hello, this is Radio Dysentery. I'm John.
And I'm Pinky Carruthers. Hi, that was Curse of the Golden Vampire's song, The Myth of Democracy, off of their second release on
Ipecac.
That group consists of Justin Broderick, who used to be in Napalm Death, and also Kevin Martin of the unfortunately cheesy industrial outfit God. They're now doing something much more interesting, though.
And this is Radio Dysentery, as you may have already known. We're playing music and other funny stuff.
Yeah, you downloaded this. I hope you know what you were in for.
You're probably friends with us.
Yeah, you're probably one of us, actually. We're reminding ourselves what we're doing here.
The next two songs are the Sun City Girls with a track called Uncle Something.
Uncle James, hell if we know.
And before that, we have something better, which is this song.
Back when I was a kid, life was going swell, till something happened, blew everything to hell. That night my daddy stumbled in, all pale and weak, set a woman up the block, just gave birth to a geek. Mom said, sell it to the circus. What the heck? Dad said, nope, this one's a pencil neck. And if there's one thing lower than a sideshow freak, it's a gritty, scum-sucking pencil neck geek. You see, if you take a pencil that won't hold lead, looks like a pipe cleaner attached to a head, add a buggy whip body with a brain that leaks, you got yourself a grit-eating pencil-neck geek. Pencil-neck geek, grit-eating freak, scum-sucking pee-head with a lousy physique. He's a one-man, no-cut, losing streak. Nothing but a pencil-neck geek.
Pencil-neck geek.
Soon the geeks were popping up all over town. You couldn't hardly sneeze without knocking one down. After a nice juicy steak, if you need a toothpick, just reach for a geek. They'll do the trick. One day we cut one up for fish bait. Learned our lesson just a little bit late. Soon as the geek hit the drink, the water turned red. Next day, sure enough, all the fish were dead. Pencil neck geek, gritty freak, scum-sucking peahead with a lousy physique. He's a one-man, no-good losing streak. Nothing but a pencil-neck geek. Most any night, you know where I can be found. Yeah, stomping some geeks head into the ground. So keep the faith, cause in Blassie you can trust. I won't give up till the last geek bites the dust. Pencil neck geek, gritty freak, scum sucking pee-head with a lousy physique. He's a one-man, no-gut losing streak. Nothing but a pencil neck geek. They say these geeks come a dime a dozen. I'm looking for the guy who's supplying the dimes. It's gonna be real hard times for all of these grit-eating, scum-sucking, boot-licking, drop-kicking, gut-grinding, nail-biting, glue-sniffing, scab-picking, butt-scratching, egg-hatching, sleazy, smelly, pepper-belly, dirty, lousy, rotten, stinking freaks. Nothing but a pencil-neck geek.
Pencil-neck geek.
This your Uncle Jim speaking, fellas. Nothing in this world is free. You fellas smoke pot? Your cousin Jim smokes pot. He sits around the house, smokes a little pot, drinks a little beer, plays a little music. But he smokes the good stuff, fellas. Not that stuff laced with LSD, because it'll drive you out of your mind! That's right, don't buy any pot in Georgetown, fellas. They're all undercover narcotics agents, guys. And that rest area over there on the parkway, so I hang out for $3 bills. The young crowd hangs out there, guys, the young crowd. I know where the CIA is. It's out in McLean where you have those high rents. There's acreage out there of the CIA. They've got the gate. I've seen it, fellas. I know where it is. And then Abdullah's Pizza? It's owned by Palestinians, fellas. Have you got an aquarium? Is it stocked? Yeah, here's $30, fellas. Go out and buy some seahorses and stock it for your Uncle Jim. I believe in capital punishment, fellas. I'll kill all those crooks in the Capitol. In fact, all those insurance salesmen, mafia leaders, congressmen, let's throw them in an arena and release some bulls on them, fellas. Because I'm your Uncle Jim. Nothing in this world is free. Now your Uncle Jim's gonna spew a little garbage on you, fellas.
Just heard the Sun City Girls with a track off their first LP, which came out in 1984.
And before that, you heard Fred Blessy's classic Pencil Neck Geek. He was a professional wrestler, of course, and a bit of a novelty song from him kind of fit his heel image, as fans of that non-sport like to call it. It's fake, people. I'm sorry.
But it's important. It's like a soap opera.
It's an important part of our culture, which is what people who need an excuse to watch it say, and then they get sucked into it and buy t-shirts. And
they look like big assholes.
Yeah. Asshole culture.
I'm the wrestling king, but now I'm spitting lyrics. Took a break from the ring, because I want you all to hear this. Coming in a medium nobody expected. Open in for years and I'm still respected. Macho Man Randy Savage, the two deep warrior. Critics have been going, yeah, donated to euphoria. People in the streets say,
Randy, you the illest.
And I'm one of the realest, so it's not hard to feel this. People want to know if Macho...
The next song you're going to hear is a song by The Shags.
They were a all-girl group from the 60s that Frank Zappa allegedly said was better than the Beatles. So they're a hell of a lot bigger than Jesus, I suppose.
They were cooler than God.
Damn, yeah. Here's Things I Wonder.
There are many things I wonder. There are many things I don't. It seems as though the things I wonder most are the things I never find out. I wonder about the stars above. I wonder about the birds that fly. I wonder about your love. But most of all, I wonder why you make me cry. I wonder, I wonder, I wonder why we have to say goodbye. There are some things I don't understand. There are some things I do. But one thing I don't understand is why we have to be so blue. you the same way too. I don't. I'll be glad when I'm.
You drank of the chalice of Satan's blood. You know you drank of his blood. And now you shall pay for your sins. Satan hates your goddamn guts. You drink of his blood. You drink of his blood. You know you drank of his blood. Well, you're gonna come out with a bra. That's your style, you goddamn transvestite. You drink of the chalice of Satan's blood. God damn you, Charles Manson. God damn you. God damn you, Charles Manson. Why you go out and wear a bra? A nice pair of panties would go nice with your child murders. We're gonna seek you out and kill you, you goddamn bitch!
I'll kill you, you fucking mother! Naturally, come out and seek you and kill you, goddamn! That's it, you star, you pork fucker! Drink of the Satan's blood! Drink of the Charles of Satan's blood! Drink of the Charles of Satan's blood! Ooh, you wear a bra and you're proud of it too!
You just heard a song by the Frugal Gourmets.
The Frugal Gourmets were a pair of 14-year-olds from Indiana who used a prepared tape recorder to do their devious 14-year-old-like shenanigans. And they distributed these tapes to their friends and also... according to the 365 Days Project, where a couple of these songs were borrowed from, shall we say, even tried to sneak their tapes into the public library and among all the other recordings stored there.
That would be a good find at the library, is to run across something that cool.
You also heard...
Yes, Teen Cthulhu with a song called Circus of the Stars, which was right before the Grand Frugal Gourmet track. That was off their LP, or actually a 7-inch that came out a couple years ago.
They're a joke band that apparently became serious along the way, according to an interview which I just looked up to sound like I'm some kind of an authority who
this
should be.
Yes, we are authorities on everything here at Radio Dysentery.
Yeah, our taste is the end-all be-all, and you should just bow down to us and our endless fountain of musical knowledge here that we just kind of leech off the internet as we go.
We don't just make this shit up as we go along.
Absolutely not. But this was months in the planning. This was not something we just, kind of casually mentioned yesterday that we might do.
Other people make this shit up for us.
Yeah, that was our the voice of our producer in the back. I'm sure he'll be a regular fixture. He's good at making us not say and also making sure we're close to the microphone, and also not feeding us and making us... crawl on glass.
He makes us
like
sleep
that.
On the floor.
Yeah.
We actually live in his basement.
It's a nice basement, though.
It's a really nice basement.
Yeah.
There's a bathroom.
It's a clean bathroom.
It's the cleanest bathroom I've ever seen. All right, we got another song coming up. This is a song called Song of the Death Machine by a man named Bruce Hack, who during the 60s and some of the 70s made music for children and... then produced a psychedelic album called The Electric Lucifer.
Resting easy, meditating, no anxiety here. Senses relay information, no hostility. Resting easy, meditating.
Some order, I believe.
Bruce Hack off of his 70s album, The Electric Lucifer, which he made after doing like 11 children's albums throughout the 60s and 70s.
And probably a lot of drugs, too.
Shitload of drugs. I think he was feeding the kids drugs, too, which we fully support here at Radio Dysentery.
And on that note, you'll need drugs if you remember the second one there. That was from Mega Man 2, the music from the first section of Doc Wily's Skull Castle there, which required some Neo-like reflexes to make all those damn jumps.
Neo's in the Matrix. That was a hard game.
Yeah, that was really hard. People claim to like Mega Man, but I think they're just...
They're making it up.
Yeah, nobody really liked those games.
Everybody hates Mega Man, and everybody hates the sequels from The Matrix. Fuck you, Keanu Reeves. Here's a track by Wolfman Jack.
Baby. Oh, shit. Wrong annoying big hair guy. That's that local
joke. Arthur P? Fuck you, Arthur P.
Dude, we're so much better than Arthur P.
We're so much better than Arthur P. Here's a track by Wolfman Jack.
Does he have a catchphrase?
That's the catchphrase. That's your catchphrase now.
Hi, all you sweet darlings out there. This is your Wolfman Jack, you know. I got a little bedtime story for you. It's about a young dude named Sweet William. Well, the other day, Sweet William was fronting a mellow denim vine, a 10-gallon sky, and walking on some high-heel kicks like he was born riding a Brahma bull. He sure ain't no cowboy. I said, Sweet William, my main man, I ain't seen you in a light year. You've been spacing, baby. He said back to me, Jack, I'm beautiful. My game's uptight, all right, but there's some weird haps going down. I noticed your strange strut, I said. Jack, the other night me and my maid squeeze had a fight, you know, alley and fall. So I sprint and made it on the scene, wherein I scoped over this mellow chick, you understand? She was a stone fox, and I shot her my very best game. I said, Miss Lady, can I tell you you're beautiful? You're a superstar, mama. Oh, the vibes was heavy, Jack. Right on, man, she purred. Let it all hang loose. She rang my chimes, Brother Jack. She sure enough rang them. Now my main squeeze and me, we done made up. But me and my Jones been feeling weird the last couple of days. Well, you know, I gave old Will a mm-hmm and said, what was the name of that shit, Will? He said, she told me they call her Venus. Wow, I said, Billy, do what you must, but Venus is one chick you cannot trust. You gotta look out for Lady V. She's older than time and smarter than me. Or you, Brother Will. What you mean, man? Sweet William asked. So I told him the last name of his Lady V. First I gave him a hint. It begins with D. D and D, Sweet William cried. Right on, brother, I replied. You need to get a shot for what you got. But she was a lady, old Bill went right on. So I told him true. Pretty or ugly or just plain Jane. On a lady or a chick who ain't, VD can hide. On us it scratches and itches, and it can really hurt. But a chick don't even know when VD's doing its dirt. I went on to tell William, that's what you gotta tell your own main squeeze. And any other lady you try to please. I mean, there's free shots for what you got. And poor Brother Will says, man, I can't tell nobody that. He says, man, I don't even want to tell no doctor that. And I said, Billy, baby, them cats is cool. They keep everything under their hats, man. And they have free shots that gonna cure what you got. Well, you know, old Wolfman Jack can be mighty persuasive sometimes. What am I gonna do, Sweet William sighed. I said, them free shots is where it's at. Well, I took him down to the health center down the street and met the hippest old doc you could ever hope to meet. Gave Will a free shot for what he got and straightened him out about telling his chick and all the other ladies he's been with. I tell you, gotta tell them, Will, or they won't know, cause it'll do a job, but it does it slow. And let me tell you, Will, it's a hard, hard way to go. And they got free shots for what the ladies got too. Well, Sweet William did his thing, and he spread the word. And old Doc was pretty busy last I heard. Now I want all you hipsters and all you fine slick chicks to remember this story when you're out for kicks. And remember, as long as your Wolfman's on the scene, he gonna tell it to you straight and keep it clean. And you better believe there's gonna be no clap for the Wolfman, Jack. No clap for the Wolfman.
Listen, did you know that Jesus made you and me and flowers and trees and animals and everything? I'm gonna tell you about it right now. Jesus made the fuzzy little bees. Jesus made the butterflies and trees. Toads and frogs that jump. Camels with funny humps. He even made that silly little flea. Jesus made the birds to sing. Designed the little bodies with wings. Provided a way for them to live each day. Jesus, he took care of everything.
So what did we just have there?
You heard Marky, the singing dead fetus.
Little Marky.
Little Marky, the singing dead fetus, who wants you to know that Jesus loves you.
And apparently Jesus can give you a heart transplant, if I understood the lyrics correctly. So if you need one, just ask him.
All you have to do is ask him to. That's going to be stuck in everyone's head for the next couple weeks. Jesus loves you.
Yes, he do.
And before that, you heard Wolfman Jack with Shots for What You Got.
Free Shots.
That's Free Shots for What You Got.
The wonderful world of early sex ed there. Go crazy, and we'll fix it afterward. It was a different time.
It was a different time.
Your initials were VD.
All right, and you're about to hear a track from Threatener, who fucking rules. Was a track by Threatener called Human Junk off their 2003 7-inch The Hammering. Threatener unfortunately broke up last year, so they don't play anymore or headbutt anybody in the chest.
It's a loss for the local scene, of course.
Yeah, totally. Threatener was from parts of Ann Arbor and other parts of Detroit and all over the damn state. All right, and this is our next segment where there will be a poem read that was found on some crazy girl's live journal.
She's not crazy. She's an artist. She's going to remain anonymous, though. I will crawl into the darkness waiting to be loved. Will it happen? Probably not. But then again, who cares? My love is crippled and shattered in front of my two true shell. Shelf, my true shelf.
What?
Should I just run with this? True self. Okay.
Start after that.
I stand in the middle of my dark room, slowly fading away. You said you loved me, but in the end you never did. All I was good for was for your own entertainment. What kind of love is that, where you hurt people by playing them? Now that I have been abused, I have nothing left. Sometimes I wish I wasn't born so that I wouldn't have this problem. I guess it's too late to do anything about that. There's nothing left to do now but to rot away from life itself. What's the point if you can't find someone to love or hold? What's the point of even caring when you know you will just get hurt again? The only thing left now to do is kill the rest of my heart and to burn it. So I can watch it ablaze with all the feelings I had for you. My memories and feelings burn while I watch my own heart die slowly. Every second it burns, a piece of me breaks away, only never to be seen again. Nothing matters in life as long as I can torture my heart, which cannot mend. This is serious, people. I begin to cut away my skin, watching blood pour from my body. This red liquid creates a lake around my body as I fall to the ground, waiting till I finally die. Will I ever see the light again? Is there even a light? No one cares if there's a light or not. I will have eternity in hell to torment myself from all the pain I have received from everyone. As my eyes close slowly, I ask myself the most simple question in life. What did I do to deserve such a broken heart? This cold black heart will never heal, and it's all your fault. All this pain is from you, and I will never love you or come back to you ever again. It's over! I want nothing to do with your sorry, pathetic self that you call a human being. Goodbye.
We want you to know that we care. We care about your shitty live journal poetry, and we want to read it over the air. so that some people can listen to it if they want to.
So if you happen to write crappy poetry,
or draw weird Photoshop pictures of the devil holding missiles,
keep doing so. Keep it up. The world's
keep up the good work. The world is a better place because of it.
Most definitely. That's the building block of our society is crappy live journal poetry.
The world would crumble if it wasn't for your awesome, awesome bad poetry.
So if you want to string together words like torment and eternity.
If you want to talk about a lake of blood that you're drowning in, then you should do so.
If you really feel an attachment to like an anime character, or that you were born a horse or something like that and want to express it somehow.
Do so on the internet so that we can laugh at you. Speaking of getting laughed at on the internet, that's the end of our crappy show, and we will see you all sometime in the near future.
Good night, and keep it real.
Radio.
Dysentery.
Radio.
Dysentery.
Radio.
Dysentery.
Dysentery.